At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Friday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very, very busy Friday evening. We have three huge game sixes. I'm sorry, I got that wrong, Joe. Four! Huge game sixes. Two NBA, two NHL, got a full slate of baseball, got the golf going into the weekend. Our boy Jake Afternoon Nap in the lead. We love to see that with an 80-1 ticket. Love to see that. That's for sure. We've got the Derby tomorrow. Joe has already started to send me the slips as he's ready for that. So we got a lot to do. I even got maybe a little football for Joe. We'll see. It's in the contract. We have to make sure we get a little bit in at some point. I definitely do, because there was a couple things that happened today that I have to discuss with Joe. And JP Fleming's with us tonight as well, as Matias is off to the desert to watch the Clippers get eliminated by the Mavs. So good luck to him. Mike Carver and, of course, the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go! For the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? Feeling great. I'm going to work through it. We had a little bit of a back issue. We're good now. We got hockey. We got the baseball. I jumped on in-game. Toronto and the Nationals, 8.5. It's 3-1. Over Chicago, St. Louis, 7.5. And Kyrie to close it out with a 35-point effort tonight.
So you went Kyrie for 35, huh? That's what you ended up doing?
I mean, I hope he gets 50, but I'll be happy with 35. I can't go to Luka. I can't go to Luka tonight. Can't
well, Luka's probably going to be another huge night. I mean, he always does. That's what that's just the way Luka is. Let me at least tell you what's going on, Joe, right now, before we get to that, because we have a lot of time before they tip. I think they tip around 9:30 East after this game that's cooking right now, which, of course, is the Magic and the Cavs, game six in Orlando. 45-38, Joe, although my TV's probably behind. Give me a moment. Yeah, 45-38, 3 minutes to go in the first half. You get the Magic live -6.5, 196.5 is the total. So just a couple points, Joe, lower from where it was pregame, which was about 200 flat, right around there. Magic where I believe 3.5, 4.5, depending on when you got them before the game. So everything kind of where it was pregame, Joe. I saw Franz Wagner's off to a big start. We have a lot of things going on there. In the hockey, the early game is Vancouver and Nashville, a game six in Smashville. And that is scoreless, Joe. I got to see most of that first period, and there was just really a lot of feeling out and not much else. Not a lot of chances on either side. Nashville had a little bit of a push early on. Vancouver hasn't done anything yet. This total's down to 3.5 after 20 minutes, Joe. I mean, it's a little juicy to go over at -146, but already two goals slashed off the pregame.
Yeah, well, this is playoff hockey. We saw last night with Tampa Bay and Boston, and not Tampa Bay and Boston, Toronto and Boston. What happened with that? It was 2-0. They counted that goal at the end.
It actually crossed the line with 1/10 of a second left.
Incredible.
So it was a good
that
goal.
That game was tight. I mean, it
wasn't
until the second period that Boston had goals on net, shots on goal. It was terrible. But I mean, you want to go Nashville in the over? You want to just go contrarian with it? I mean, 3.5.
I'm in on Nashville, so I think I'm just going to stay where I am right now. If we got to the halfway point of the second period and it was still scoreless, I would consider the 2.5, depending on what they're offering us. So I think we just need to – they got a long review here. I don't know what they're reviewing in this Magic-Cleveland game, Joe, but they've been – ever since we've started, they've been reviewing. Finally, the refs come to the microphone here to let everybody know. You got Haro in the building there tonight as well, Joe.
No. I'm also looking at the Dallas game, Ottinger. Ottinger for saves.
Oh, okay.
28. 28
Ottinger
saves.
Ottinger for saves. 28. What are they giving you for the alt for 28?
Small, plus 118.
Just go to 30.
I want to go to the 118. I want to go to the 118.
Interesting. All right. That's the late game for hockey, of course. Dallas and Vegas, they're at the T-Mobile in a game 6. And then the late game for the Hoops, as we know, is Dallas. So Dallas in both late games. Dallas against the Clippers in the NBA. Dallas against Vegas in the NHL. That must be fun for some viewing parties down in Dallas tonight, Joe.
Oh, absolutely.
Both starting almost the half an hour between each other. Now, one of them's home, so if you got Maverick tickets, you're going to miss out on the Stars. But if you get yourself a little watch party, you get the two big screens down in the in the game room, in the basement, wherever, and you get both games going. That's a big night for a Dallas sports fan.
I like it. I like it. And hopefully Dallas, what we need right now is status quo. Orlando to win and the Mavericks, I don't care if they cover, don't cover. Just give us the win and we cash that ticket that you and I placed. That's all
yes.
I care about.
Game
that
7.
Is all I, honestly, that is all I care about, to be honest with you.
I did tonight a... I did like you. I did a parlay, a money line parlay. Magic, Mavericks, and Nashville.
No,
it was
I like
plus,
that.
Plus 251.
Another I just did another one. I put Nashville so we could watch the hockey.
Yeah.
Over Chicago White Sox Cardinals. I'm hot on that over. Kyrie for 4 threes and Ottinger for 28 goals. On shots, saves.
Shots on goal. Saves.
Yeah, no, saves
for Ottinger.
Saves. Right.
Okay. I need this Banchero to get going. Can this Banchero start scoring?
I don't know. I tell you, Nashville's uniform's fantastic.
Yeah, you like the mustard yellow with the dark blue?
Oh, this kid.
Mustard yellow. That's the way to go, Joe.
I like the pant even better. Navy blue.
Yeah, they
pant.
Got the navy blue pant with the mustard yellow. It's very nice. I did tell you there's a full slate of baseball too. The Rockies lead the Pirates 2-0. 3-2 Phillies lead the Giants. Blue Jays lead the Nationals 3-1 with Kikuchi on the mound in D.C. The Rays are up 9-3 on the Mets. I think the Mets had a 3-0 lead in the top of the first, too, in that game. And is now 9-3. Bottom, they go to the fifth at the stadium. The Yankees and the Tigers are scoreless. You want to go in the live over there? 3.5 in the top of the fifth? Yankees and Tigers? You want to put the 3.5 with the Yankees Tigers with the 3.5 in Vancouver and Nashville? Put the 2 3.5s together? Angels lead Cleveland 1-0. That's in the fourth. Rangers and Royals in the top of the third are scoreless. A lot of games still to come, Joe. Seattle, Houston, Boston, Mini. White Sox are in St. Louis. They've been waiting out a long rain delay in Cincinnati for the Orioles and the Reds. And the game of the night, Joe, Braves and Dodgers. With Morton and Stone going, I already put in the two-legger home run parlay, Ohtani and Olson. Just put the two big guys together. Boom.
There you go.
Ohtani big fly night.
Olson.
Big fly love night it. In L.A. Let's go.
I love it. Philly let me down last night. I told you I needed 40 from Embiid. He got 39, cost me a parlay. So let's get it tonight. Let's get it tonight.
Did I mention that tonight? I've got the leader at the golf, too? Did I mention that?
You saw Bobby Knapp.
Jake Afternoon Knapp with a one-shot lead heading into the weekend at the Byron Nelson. We love that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're just getting going on a Friday night. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on a Friday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. All right, Joe. They are just about at the half here. 44 seconds. I got 44 seconds left. I have the game on. What do you have on? You got the quad box on? What are you working with?
Well, I have the hockey on right now, but I'm trying not to look. It's 52-46 with 34 seconds.
Orlando about to get a four-point play before the half, too, as Suggs got fouled on a three and he hit it. So it's 52-46 with him going to the line, and he hit it. So 53-46, that was huge. What is Mitchell doing there? Your boy Donovan Mitchell.
No, I want him to hit the skids tonight. I don't care what he does, to be honest with you.
That's not very good by him on the defensive side of the court, that's for sure. That was an awful job by him. Man. So there you go, Joe. They will still a couple ticks left. Still 5.5 and 201.5. So what did I tell you before? It's 196, right? So
yeah.
It zipped back up a little bit there. Right before, and they still have some fouls.
Hockey game.
The hockey is incredible game. It's a back and forth. See, now the over 3.5 is plus 122, Joe. So now we're not paying the juice anymore.
So do you want to jump in?
I'm so greedy. I want to see if we can get 2.5.
2.5?
2.5.
I mean, I don't know if they're going to... They're not going to hang it 2.5.
Stay scoreless. They eventually will. If it eventually stays scoreless.
The way these two are that, we got
over 2.5 right now is minus 400. So, how about we play? You want to play the game to go to overtime?
I'll do that.
Plus 240 right now. For it to go to overtime. You want to put it with the golf?
Nah, I've been getting smacked with the golf.
Well, let's take a little, just quick tour. Who are your three guys again?
Joey Bramley.
Yeah, that didn't go well.
Rico Hoey.
Yeah, it didn't go well for him either.
And David Skins. He's
well,
eight.
Skins is tied for 25th, so at least we have him in the weekend. Joey Bramlett, after yesterday's 4-under performance and had himself high up the leaderboard, unfortunately, Joey couldn't get anything going today. He shot even, which on this course is very hard to do, and he is going to miss the cut, T82. Finished. Who was the other guy? Oh, JoJo Highsmith or no? Was you on
no,
JoJo
no.
this
Joey,
week?
Joey Bramlett.
Bramlett's out. Cut.
What about Ben Silverman?
Silverman, he missed the cut too. Yep, Silverman also missed the cut. So two missed the cut. And then Rico. Rico might have made the cut for you. I'm trying to find him. Still looking for him. Maybe not.
Jeez.
This is a tough scene for your guys this week.
They failed to leave the clubhouse.
They're long shots for a reason. Right?
They failed to leave the clubhouse.
Where is this guy, Rico? Where is this guy, Joe?
Did he bow out? Did he bow out?
No, a lot of guys did quit, but he's not one of them. He's not on the withdrawal list.
Bow, wow, wow. Yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
Wow, look at you.
Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo.
Franz Wagner with 18 in the first half for the Magic.
Franz Wagner sounds like the guy from...
Oh, here's Rico. He missed the cut, too. 4-under. So everybody missed
Wagner
the cut.
Franz Wagner sounds like the guy from Makatomi Building in Die Hard. Doesn't he? What was his name? Hans Kruger?
Hans Gruber.
Hans Gruber.
Hans Gruber. So 53-49 is where they are at the half. So Mitchell hit the three free throws before the half. Minus 5.5 for the Magic, and 200.5 exactly where it was in the pregame, Joe. Pretty much everything is where it was in the pregame. Now, Banchero didn't have a great first half. He got 10 points. You want to go in on him live? Want to go in on this Banchero?
You're really hot on the Banchero.
How about Banchero for 25 at plus 148?
Banchero for 20. It's not.
How many threes does Mitchell have?
We did this last time.
How about this? He's got no threes.
No,
just
I don't
like
want
last
to
game.
Step up. And, I want Orlando.
But listen to this. This is a good number.
I'm not
over 1.5 threes for Mitchell at minus 102.
I'm not doing it because I hope he misses every shot in the second half. We really need Orlando to win the game. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not rooting for any Cleveland money. None. Dead to me.
Man, you don't want to put your hand in the cookie jar a little bit here, huh?
Nope. No cookie jar.
That's not like you. You're usually greedy.
Yeah, I'm greedy when I we have a good ticket going. We have a very good ticket.
We do.
So, let's keep it going.
All right, fine.
All right?
Yeah, he's guaranteed to hit three or four threes in the second half.
He's guaranteed. This guy's complete, like, inconsistent Charlie. Like, 1 week he's up.
Is he inconsistent Charlie? That's a guy. I haven't heard that one before. Inconsistent Charlie. I'm on this JT Miller to score for Vancouver, by the way. Only because I liked the number, even though
What's
I'm on
Nashville.
What's
going on in that? Not to cut you off. What is going on with this hockey? What is this ref now? We got double penalties here?
Oh,
four
boy.
On four?
I'm about to turn it on. I had the basketball.
We have a four on four? What happened here?
Well, yes. So usually if
Bosa,
they got...
What happened? So we gave him a little body English. He didn't give him the shoulder. Come on. That's a clean hit. That's playoff hockey, man.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. So the Nashville and Vancouver game, still scoreless as they are now cross the halfway point of the game. Nashville is on an extended power play after a Brock Besser double minor for high sticking, although I believe they're about to run out of gas on that one, Joe. But they had a four-minute power play here, and they have not been able to get it by Silvos. So,
I mean, perfect.
It's now over 3.5 plus 180.
Yeah, we got to break through here. We got to come on.
We want Nashville to get the first goal. First goal is a massive.
We're moving
just massive
the puck
here.
So well. We're moving it so well. Shoot it. Just put it on him.
Joe gets into it with the hockey.
What's the Vancouver Canuck goalie?
The Vancouver Canuck goalie is Silvos.
Silvos. He's a rat tonight. More Swiss cheese in his grill. Come on, Nashville. We got Saros. Guy's got some glove.
Saros, good goalie.
Yeah, he's very good goalie. I can tell you that. Carver, we're moving the puck. Unbelievable. We just...
Is that right?
Great
puck movement from him.
The passing is amazing. I love what we're dialing up here. The pressure's on. Our wingers are flying to the puck. Problem is, the longer that we let this gutless team hang around in the Canucks, they could steal it from us. We got to break through. We got a 3-on-2. Come on. 3-on-2 here, Carve.
Yeah,
look at this.
Gotta...
Giveaway. Shoot it. Oh, we missed.
All right, Joe.
Carver, we're peppering this guy.
You're peppering him, but they're not,
bring
they're
out
not
the
breaking
firing
through,
squad
though,
on the Silvos. Is it Silvos?
They're not breaking through. Yeah.
Bring Silvos. Out the. Come on, come on. Wide open. Shoot it.
All right.
Oh, Carver, God, this guy's coming up lucky.
Right. Right,
full Joe. Strength. Wasted.
Meanwhile, elsewhere. Phillies extend 4-2 now over the Giants. Extend.
What's going
didn't
on
I say
in
that
Toronto?
The didn't I say the Rays were up 9-3 on the Mets?
That's what you told me. What
it's
happened?
It's 9-7 now as they go to the bottom of the
wish
fifth.
Wish I had
so
the
that,
over. Here we
man,
go.
Man, that game, you wish you had it over. You wish you alted it, Joe. You know, that's a big alt game for you there. You could still get 19.5.
Could have been Dinger Tuesday, this gutless Washington team. 2-0 St. Louis. I told you, 2-0 bottom one. Was it Goldschmidt?
Was it?
I love that over. I should have altered it. Why didn't I alt it?
In the St. Louis game?
Yeah, St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, you got to remember, they're not gonna score. Chicago's not going to score any runs.
Carver, the bottom one, man on, one out. They could get four in the first. Come on, don't be like that. We need the Predators to step up.
What I hope the Predators set up.
Feed in this game here. What is going on here?
Still scoreless in the Bronx between the Yankees and the Tigers, meanwhile.
It's a boring game. I just saw Gerrit Cole. He's looking for a June return. Don't do us any favors, Gerrit.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Man, I tell you, have the Yankees fired their strength and conditioning coach yet?
They should.
I mean, every year, Judge, Gerrit Cole, Stanton. I mean, this guy must have pictures on somebody because what's he doing?
I'm surprised Stanton's made it this long into the year, too. He's actually played a whole month. You know that's not going to last.
Yeah. So Soto, Stanton, and Judge in the lineup at the same time, under and over, 40 games.
Well, they've already hit 40 games, I think, Joe.
They've all played all 40?
I mean, aside from, like, maybe a day off here or there from somebody, but...
So they're through
40? I mean, they're 33 games in.
Okay.
They're playing their 34th game tonight. None of them have gone on the... On the injury list yet. I think that 60 would be the number you wanna get to. That's a shorty.
Make it 60.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. Still scoreless, about 7 minutes to go in Nashville in the second period. They have lowered the total to 2.5, minus 250 to the over. So probably a little over there. Now minus 215. I just feel, Joe, like if you obviously the 2.5 is significant, 1-1, you're going to get the over, you know?
Right.
that's the thing for me. As far as the hoops, they are about to start the second half in Orlando. 53-49. How about the Cavs in the first half, Joe? 1-for-14 from three. 1-for-14.
Unbelievable.
And the Magic were 7-for-19. There's your difference. That's and they're only up four. Well, you know, that's a big difference. And they're only up 4 points.
I know. We just got to close it out. Can this Banchero do it for us? Can Banchero?
Banchero, yeah.
Banchero. Banchero. Banchero.
Banchero.
I just care about Nashville right now. I need Nashville to crack through for us. And I really wish that Orlando opens up like a double-digit lead in the fourth. I don't want to have to worry about this game down the stretch.
Well, you're going to worry about it.
Don't say that. Come on.
It's just the game's too tight, Joe. It's not going
to
be.
We're back to a 4-on-4 with the hockey. They had to get back Vancouver with the major. They gave us now a major. It's a 4-on-4.
Well, hold on a second. What are you talking about?
I don't know. We got something happened on the Nashville Predators. We got 4-on-4 for a minute 22, and then I think Vancouver's on a power play.
Great. Let me see what's going on here. All right, so they gave a couple of rough and penalty. Yeah. I don't know. You might be behind.
All right, so that's good.
Magic hit their first shot. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're in trouble. 4 points. If we get out of here in the next 7 minutes, you want to jump on the over then? Nothing? Or you want to take the over?
Yeah, I mean,
time?
I would think... Okay. It's -170 for the over 2.5 now. I feel like if it gets to the end of the period, Joe, it'll be a lot more palatable after two. I think after, if it's scoreless after two, it's an absolute must over.
All right.
We try it.
All right.
We go after it.
Okay.
We got a couple options then.
Come on, Bancaro.
I told you we should back him.
He's not doing it. He's missing shots. Wide open three. Here we go. We've got to worry about this game now.
Yeah, they're up now.
Who's up?
Aren't they up now? Wide open three, or they missed it? What is your clock on the basketball game?
10:22.
Okay. You're 6 or 7 seconds ahead of me. A lot of bricks here early on.
It's tied with Mitchell. He's on fire, this Donovan Mitchell. Come on.
Not for threes, though. He's not shooting outside.
No, he's shooting layups. It's a lost art, you know?
What about the horses tomorrow, Joe?
Love the horses tomorrow. What do you want? What do you want? I told you that I
had a horse that I found as I did a little bit more. I did a little bit more digging.
Here we go.
What do you mean, here we go? What does that mean?
All right. So you have like your
wait a second. So you think you're the big guru finding catalytic converter?
No.
You're taking a long shot that's the, you know.
No,
I can't do the same?
I want to box mine and yours.
Okay, here's who I'm going with.
Good. Who do you like?
The 19, Resilience.
That's who I like, too, so we're in agreement.
Junior Alvarado and Mott together.
I told you.
That's where I want to be.
Yes, I already boxed the 5, the 19, and the 15 together.
Did you?
Yeah. Here's what I have. I'll read out what I have. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay?
Everybody get a pen and paper out for this. Go ahead.
All right. So I told you what I did. Mine's catalytic converter. Catalytic.
No, it's catalytic to make sure people got it, you know.
Yeah, catalytic, the five hole.
Ortiz and Joseph.
Correct. 50 cent trifecta. Five, field. Okay? I take the guesswork right out of it. I love the number 5. I'm putting it with the field for the 2 slot, 1 through 21 and 1 through 21
now,
for the 3rd slot.
Do you really...
Go ahead, Rob.
That's like 500 bets you just put in right there. You know that, right?
I know that. Yes. See, the tickets on
50 cents.
Right. It's crisscrossed each way. So I was going to do it for $1. I still might do it. So I might be adding another like 171 to the kitty. Comes out to a $171 ticket. Now I took some long shots. Trifecta straight. The 4. 13 and the 5, the 8, the 11 and the 4, the 19, 5 and 18, 15, 5 and 20, 25 and 15, 14, 12 and 4, 4, 12 and 11. And I'm going to box mine and yours.
All right, so you're gonna
Orlando. Donovan Mitchell with a 3. This guy.
I told you.
This guy. You told me. 28 points, 9 this quarter. Unbelievable. To give away, we're toast. Here we go. We're toast.
You react. You get too crazy about this stuff. Just relax. There's ebbs and flows to these games. There's a lifetime left in this game. A lifetime.
And Donovan Mitchell's almost like Joel Embiid. He's gasping for air.
What
he's
kind of a pass was that? That
there.
Was awful from Banchero. What
I
kind
told
of a pass
you,
was that?
You tell me, what's Banchero doing? You tell me. We're down four and they have the ball. And the ball hog's got it.
Who's
another
the
ball shot? Mitchell.
Mm.
He's taking every shot this quarter. Can we nail a three? Banchero, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? Go to the 10. Go to the 10. He goes,
He's got to go to the 10. We can't have this, Joe.
And we give up the – look at this. Look at this.
This is no good.
We're getting smashed. We're down We're down seven.
Down seven now.
No good.
Why is the hockey game locked? What do we have going on there?
I don't know. I got 4 minutes and 30 seconds left. I don't know what's going on. Not good.
I don't think the Magic hit a shot since the first shot of the half? I think they've missed every shot since. Jeez, who was that? Struess that hit that three? Yeah, Struess.
So you like the 19. I also like
I'm in on the 19.
18. Fresu Antonio with
Ooh.
The motto Stronghold.
Stronghold.
Fresu Antonio with D'Amato Philippe as the trainer.
Mm.
Backstory on him is he's found some good spots. This is off of TVG.
Is this a true backstory, or are you making this backstory up? What is
true backstory right off of
the TV? Did you find this on Instagram or something? Where did you get this backstory?
On TVG apps.
Okay.
Little backstory, snippet. Has found some good spots and never been out of the first two. Won both starts this year, showing a good attitude to beat one of the Bafferts in the Santa Anita Derby last month. This requires another step forward. And I love the silks via TVG.
All right. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on a Friday night on the grid. All right, Joe, a few things. So the Cavs had a 13-0 run that I believe got busted up by that Banchero layup. But still, they are down seven right now. Yeah. They got a lot of work to do. They need to get some stops. They need to start scoring a little bit there.
Missing every shot.
They're missing every single shot right now.
And Banchero's laying up. He's afraid to go to the 10, this kid. Kid doesn't want to go home.
That's not going to work for us. He needs to be able to do that because it's just not going to... It's not going to happen for us unless he does.
Every time he drives, he's got a wide open layup, or you know, he could jam it. He's passing it out on the perimeter, giving up opportunities to eat. Isn't he supposed to be the guy?
He's supposed to be the guy.
Okay, so he's supposed to be the guy. Then now it's crunch time. We got the other ball hogging, Donovan Mitchell. I don't think he's passed it to anybody this quarter.
Well, he gets like that. You know that. What are they looking at here? Oh, who this one out of bounds off of?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's off.
I got the hockey.
Off Mobley. So are they end of two, Joe? I see on here. End of two?
Yeah.
End of two scoreless.
Jeez.
Now, they were end of two scoreless the last game, Joe. And yet they got three goals in the third period.
Okay.
Can that strike again?
I mean, it's possible.
They did a scoreless
4-3 Nationals. 4-3
Nationals.
Is that right?
Is that right?
Yeah. How about that?
Let's go.
All right, come on now.
How'd all that happen?
I don't know. Bells and whistles.
Bells and whistles. It must not have been a homer because I didn't get any homer
Oh, you get the homer updates?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was. Garcia hit a three-run homer. I just probably haven't gotten it yet. Too busy here with you.
Look at you.
And I did look at here it is. Garcia, 2 minutes ago. Three-run homer, 402 feet. Polanco just hit a homer for Seattle, too.
All right. Carver, we're sitting pretty here. We have good pole position. Let's go back to the Derby, though. Let's really. So
yeah,
I no, like the five.
You're excited for the Derby.
Yeah, I mean, fastest 2 minutes in sports. Look, I'm not a big. I love going to the track to make a day of it. You know, I've been to Aqueduct. You know, we run in similar circles, right? Monmouth Park. Kentucky Derby's just, it just juices you up. And that's all me, you know, get dressed up, you know, put on, you know, I'll wear the shorts with the suit jacket, with the, you know, wear a hat. Why not? Gas yourself up.
Why not?
You know? Looking
good. So what
good,
else you got for me? Torpedo Anna won the Oaks?
What was that?
Sloppy track today, too. Sloppy track.
Yeah, but that's in California.
Joe, the Kentucky Yotes. It's at Churchill Downs. It's the big race today before tomorrow's Derby.
Oh, so it's in Kentucky? I thought you were talking about the Santa Anita.
No, Oaks.
So it was a wet track today. Yeah. Is there rain in the forecast tomorrow?
Could be a little.
Ooh. Lexington.
Find out.
Lexington, Kentucky, Churchill Downs.
You ever have a mint julep, Joe? You ever have one of those?
Nah, not really. Mint julep. Why, is that the drink down there?
Yeah, that's the drink. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I don't like anything sweet. I'm not a big sweet guy. Saturday, 81 with a thunderstorms. This changes things.
We don't need that.
I hear the horse from Japan is just, you know, it's almost like...
You know, you keep talking down this horse. I mean, you can keep doing it. You can keep talking down the horse, but the horse is going to have its presence felt out there.
Well, that's why he's the favorite.
The Japanese horse isn't the favorite.
He's one of.
Hey, Joe, there's two favorites in this race.
Hang on.
Okay. The Japanese horse, Forever Young, would be on the second tier. Now, Sierra Leone and Fierceness are the, no doubt about it, two favorites. Nobody's in their class. Forever Young's on that next level. But like you said, no shot. Never won a race in the United States.
Horses got no shot. It's almost like Ivan Drago when he fought Rocky. No shot. He had no shot. Once you cut him, right? And he goes, you cut him. I cut the Russian. That's it. It was over. Same thing. What happens when the Japanese horse gets rubbed a little? You know, Churchill Downs, 20 horses. It's not 15, 16. They're going to be rubbing. What happens if he gets boxed out? Can he make that move? Could he cut
Rubin's
to the
racing.
Inside? What? I know.
Rubin's
could
racing.
Could he cut to the inside is the question. How's the jockey?
How's the jockey?
He's the number 11, isn't he?
Yeah. No, the Japanese horse, the 10, I believe.
No.
Oh, no, you're right. You're right. You're right. 11. You are right. You are right.
So he's got Track Phantom, and he's got T.O. Password, another Japanese horse right now.
Can the Magic make a shot here? Like, what are we doing now? Now it's getting frustrating. I mean, they've scored 4 points in the third quarter.
What do you think about this horse, Just Steal?
Is that Just Steal as in S-T-E-A-L or S-T-E-E-L, like steel?
E-E-L, like steel, steel dragon.
Okay.
Yeah, they're wearing the red silks like Seabiscuit. He's got a Seabiscuit outfit on.
Magic finally made a bucket, but they're still down 7. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, a few things going on here. So the Magic started...
Gotta be kidding.
...making moves in this game. They hit a couple threes, Banchero and Suggs. to get them back to within one. I think that was Strus who just hit a three in the corner. Now, they showed Joe Donovan Mitchell going into the tunnel towards the locker room, and he looked like he was in a ton of pain. And now he's back on the bench, kind of just standing up with a towel over his shoulder. I don't know what the deal is there, Joe. I don't know if he's coming back in or what.
Maybe,
or
yeah.
What's going to happen to him?
Let's keep him out. Who's this guy number 10 that just buried this shot from half court? Like, give me a break. We're down three, 72-69. Get on him. Don't give him a three. All right. They called it.
One of the guys is saying he thinks that why did he not give him a three? What are you talking about?
Because they called the screen. Now they're fighting. Suggs is fighting.
All right. It's 72-69 here. So they think that Mitchell tweaked his knee at some point before. So we'll see what happens with that, Joe. As he's just kind of standing there right now. He did come back after walking down the tunnel initially. Nationals up 5-3 on the Blue Jays now. 5-3 Nationals. 5-3 Nationals. Oh, see, you're right. He got destroyed on that screen, Joe. I finally saw it. I'm way behind you.
Yeah.
He got destroyed on the screen.
Dive for the ball, man. What are you doing?
Joe's all over this guy now.
Carver, wait until you see the play. You're a minute behind me. God, you tell me. He's lollygagging out there. What are we doing with the elbow, ref? What are we doing with the elbow? Are we serious here? This guy, it's almost like a felony. He gave him the elbow. We're not calling anything?
Prison rules.
I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable. We're down five. Game
the business there. Game the business. We're down five, you said?
Yeah, this guy Wagner's gutless, too. This kid
Wagner. You're so far ahead of me. The over 2.5 in the Canuck game is now plus 108 if you want to go for it.
Is that good for you? You want to go for it?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, worst case scenario, 1-1.
You want to put it with the golf or you want to put it with Catalytic?
Actually, yeah. Let's put it with the golf.
What do you want to do?
Hold on. We're going to get it all tuned up here now.
Gassed up. I'm all
gassed
up.
Gas up the jet.
Look at this, Carver. Really? You want to talk about letting them play? I don't care, but could we be consistent?
Gas up the jet.
Could we be consistent? Like, what are we doing?
Put it with the golf. What happened here? Speaking of the golf, where'd it go?
Look at this. Guy's getting mugged going to the tin. He's getting mugged going to the tin.
All right, here we go. Over. Over 2.5.
There's Banchero. There's Banchero.
Is he finally?
Yeah, we're down three. He's got 17, right. 5, and 4. 17, right. 5, and 4. Get a body on this guy.
I'm in on the over, Joe.
All right, Donovan. There it is. And one. That's a flagrant.
Joe gets all hyped up.
No good, ref. No good. You can't call
one side.
So
Mitchell came back in, Joe. I was watching
the
hockey.
And he
Mitchell
turned
came
it
back
over
in.
Look at this. This kid, 20. This guy's all over the court. He's the one with the Niang. I don't even know how you say his name.
Yeah, Niang. That's correct.
Niang. This kid's reckless. How about we tee him up?
You're saying that he's not caring about others. He's just going right in, and he's just hammering
guys.
Here's
the thing. You got to call it both ways, Carver. You're letting the Cavs abuse our guys coming to the tin, which is fine. But, you know, if Donovan Mitchell comes and we give him a little elbow, let it ride. Let it ride. It's playoffs.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We got another hour to go. We're back on the grid after this.